Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a water park they have been to. What did the boy like best about it? A. It was very close to his house. B. There were lots of people. C. Some special activities were free of charge. So, how did you like the park?
Awesome! Thanks for telling me about it. It's got everything anyone would like to do. Shops, a swimming pool, a huge games room, music shows, and the food trucks. They were like unbelievable! And the greatest sport courts, 3 minutes away from each other.
I knew you'd love it. It's the coolest place to have fun ever. Too much to do, and none with an extra charge. But the pool and the music shows is good enough for me.
When we first got there, I was like, this place is horribly crowded. But then I started walking around and found many other teenagers I became a friend to. It was fantastic!
Yes, I thought the same the first time I went there. Now I could be going there every weekend. In other camps, when they are stuffed with people, it all gets annoying rather than fun.
I know what you mean.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about a school project. The girl thinks that working on projects with your best friend A. is difficult sometimes. B. is distracting as you talk about other things too. C. takes longer than working with any other classmate.
Hey! Brenda sent me a message this morning. It reads she wants to work on the project with us. What do you think?
Well, last month I did that. I worked with Richard and it was all cool. I feel better off on my own, but working with a best friend is always fun.
Yeah, you're right. It would make it less boring, but it might take us longer to get it done. You know, friends talking takes you everywhere.
I don't think so. Working with a friend is always enjoyable. We would just have to agree on working hard and helping each other. This way, we could finish it in half the time. Say, 3 hours.
Ten. You will hear a boy talking about a holiday trip. How does he feel about it? A. Excited and grateful. B. Excited and hopeful. C. Worried and hopeful. So, how did your holiday trip go?
A lot better than I expected. It was all about walking on hills and climbing on climbing walls. The one next bigger than the one before. I've always been keen on doing this, but after this experience, I got to an understanding that reaching the next level will be hard work. It even felt a bit scarier than last time. What I am doing next is talking to pro climbers. You know, people who's got a lot of experience. It's for sure they could tell me what to do, and their advice will be of great help.
Wow! I can see that feeling in your face while you talk.
I'm looking forward to my next try next month. With a little advice and support, I'll do better, no doubt.
11. You will hear two friends talking about learning to play the electric guitar. What advice does the girl give to her friend? A. Practice long hours and more frequently. B. Try a new technique after mastering one. C. Listen to many different musicians play.
Is it even possible to get any better at this? I can't feel I am making progress.
Well, why don't you do other things? Or maybe try differently? It seems that you want to go working on techniques beyond your level.
I don't know. Maybe it's good to go for lots of different ones.
Well, practicing long hours wouldn't make it any better of you are not doing any of them correctly. I mean, there's no benefit from it. I've seen many interviews with incredible guitar players, and they all seem to agree on doing things right rather than doing many things the wrong way.
I think I'll do some interview watching more frequently. Getting the words from talented musicians may help me clear my head. Thanks a lot for the talking. It helped me a lot.
You will hear two friends talking about a magazine they have bought. They agree that A. It is the best way to get information about their favorite artist. B. It is reliable and cheap, considering how much information it shows. C. It has a special section, which is always surprising.
I've just finished reading the magazine we bought yesterday. It's brilliant! So much happening around the world! It's exciting all the way through, from interviews and new albums to concerts and festivals, and even fashion and other types of merchandise.
Yeah, though this time, its contents in the middle seemed weak to me. I mean, we, the fans, want to know about our favorite artists, work, and life in the scene, not about personal stuff. For example, Johan Len. I guess going through such a difficult situation gets a lot worse when everybody can read about it in a magazine in the entire world.
I know what you mean. It reminds me of being respectful, you know? It's no surprise their contents are massive and always real, but inappropriate sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a concert they have been to. They agree that A. The location was not well chosen. B. The audio was poor for most of the bands. C. Tickets should be sold in box offices, not in music stores or online.
What a great evening! I loved all the bands! I'd never seen some of them live before, but it was all great!
I agree. There's just one thing I found annoying, though. We missed out some of the greatest hits. Going from one stage to another should not be that difficult, especially if you think of how much we paid for the tickets.
Big things cost big. I mean, it's just different types of fans and different interests and likings. I like the venue, the sound, and, well, everything.
Well, I guess I should be willing to enjoy the day and the music rather than being that picky and hunting for flaws.
Just one thing here. Let's not buy tickets online or in music stores again. There's an extra charge, and I would rather buy something else with that money we are forced to pay.
Yes, from the box in the venue every time.
8. You will hear two friends talking about a water park they have been to. What did the boy like best about it? A. It was very close to his house. B. There were lots of people. C. Some special activities were free of charge.
So, how did you like the park?
Awesome! Thanks for telling me about it. It's got everything anyone would like to do. Shops, a swimming pool, a huge games room, music shows, and the food trucks. They were like unbelievable. And the greatest sport courts, 3 minutes away from each other.
I knew you'd love it. It's the coolest place to have fun ever. Too much to do, and none with an extra charge. But the pool and the music shows is good enough for me.
When we first got there, I was like, this place is horribly crowded. But then I started walking around and found many other teenagers I became a friend to. It was fantastic!
Yes, I thought the same the first time I went there. Now I could be going there every weekend. In other camps, when they are stuffed with people, it all gets annoying rather than fun.
I know what you mean.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about a school project. The girl thinks that working on projects with your best friend A. is difficult sometimes. B. is distracting as you talk about other things too. C. takes longer than working with any other classmate.
Hey! Brenda sent me a message this morning. It reads she wants to work on the project with us. What do you think?
Well, last month I did that. I worked with Richard and it was all cool. I feel better off on my own, but working with a best friend is always fun.
Yeah, you're right. It would make it less boring, but it might take us longer to get it done. You know, friends talking takes you everywhere.
I don't think so. Working with a friend is always enjoyable. We would just have to agree on working hard and helping each other. This way, we could finish it in half the time. Say, 3 hours.
Ten. You will hear a boy talking about a holiday trip. How does he feel about it? A. Excited and grateful. B. Excited and hopeful. C. Worried and hopeful.
So, how did your holiday trip go?
A lot better than I expected. It was all about walking on hills and climbing on climbing walls. The one next bigger than the one before. I've always been keen on doing this, but after this experience, I got to an understanding that reaching the next level will be hard work. It even felt a bit scarier than last time. What I am doing next is talking to pro climbers. You know, people who's got a lot of experience. It's for sure they could tell me what to do, and their advice will be of great help.
Wow! I can see that feeling in your face while you talk.
I'm looking forward to my next try next month. With a little advice and support, I'll do better, no doubt.
11. You will hear two friends talking about learning to play the electric guitar. What advice does the girl give to her friend? A. Practice long hours and more frequently. B. Try a new technique after mastering one. C. Listen to many different musicians play.
Is it even possible to get any better at this? I can't feel I am making progress.
Well, why don't you do other things? Or maybe try differently? It seems that you want to go working on techniques beyond your level.
I don't know. Maybe it's good to go for lots of different ones.
Well, practicing long hours wouldn't make it any better if you are not doing any of them correctly. I mean, there's no benefit from it. I've seen many interviews with incredible guitar players, and they all seem to agree on doing things right rather than doing many things the wrong way.
I think I'll do some interview watching more frequently. Getting the words from talented musicians may help me clear my head. Thanks a lot for the talking. It helped me a lot.
Twelve. You will hear two friends talking about a magazine they have bought. They agree that A. it is the best way to get information about their favorite artist. B. it is reliable and cheap, considering how much information it shows. C. it has a special section, which is always surprising.
I've just finished reading the magazine we bought yesterday. It's brilliant! So much happening around the world! It's exciting all the way through, from interviews and new albums to concerts and festivals, and even fashion and other types of merchandise.
Yeah. Though this time, its contents in the middle seemed weak to me. I mean,
We, the fans, want to know about our favorite artists, work, and life in the scene, not about personal stuff. For example, Johan Len. I guess going through such a difficult situation gets a lot worse when everybody can read about it in a magazine in the entire world.
I know what you mean. It reminds me of being respectful, you know? It's no surprise their contents are massive and always real, but inappropriate sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a concert they have been to. They agree that A. The location was not well chosen. B. The audio was poor for most of the bands. C. Tickets should be sold in box offices, not in music stores or online.
What a great evening! I loved all the bands! I'd never seen some of them live before, but it was all great!
I agree. There's just one thing I found annoying, though. We missed out some of the greatest hits. Going from one stage to another should not be that difficult, especially if you think of how much we paid for the tickets.
Big things cost big. I mean, it's just different types of fans and different interests and likings. I like the venue, the sound, and, well, everything.
Well, I guess I should be willing to enjoy the day and the music rather than being that picky and hunting for flaws. Just one thing here. Let's not buy tickets online or in music stores again. There's an extra charge, and I would rather buy something else with that money we are forced to pay.
Yes, from the box in the venue every time.